Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
Each Jewish holiday has a deep and tangible message for God's children. And what the holiday of Tu Bishvat, the New Year's of the trees that we celebrated this week, teaches me is that renewal and improvement are always possible. After the cold winter months, the earth often looks dead. The beautiful, colorful flowers are no longer lining our gardens, and the ground appears to be muddy and lifeless. Leafless trees seem to be shriveling away without hope of being brought back to life. Looking at nature during the dead of winter, it's hard to believe that it will ever bloom again. Yet year after year, spring arrives and nature faithfully renews herself. Flowers bloom, trees generously give fruit, and grass regrows tall and strong. In many ways, the regeneration of nature after the cold winter months feels like Isaiah's prophecy in Ezekiel 37, of dry bones coming back to life before my eyes. During the holiday of Tu Bishvat that celebrates renewal and awakening in nature, I feel God present in my heart, reminding me not to give up on goodness and kindness, no matter how dark the world gets, and opening up my eyes to see that He is very present, even in the lowest places. It forces us to take notice of our surroundings, the miracles of nature, and give glory to His name for creating such a perfect system. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
Discover how you can transform the daily task of cooking into a spiritual experience through Yael Eckstein's new cookbook, Spiritual Cooking with Yael. Find out more on Yael's Facebook page or visit holylandmoments.ca.